This is an iHeart podcast.
Have some fun on a Wednesday. And I need to get this disclaimer out now. There's all kinds of things going on. We got a railroad strike that looks like it's coming. We'll talk about that and what it means. The FBI, something very uncomfortable you need to hear about our military. I'm going to get to that about 10 minutes from now. We have me, meaning someone asked a question about me and the media and radio. I'm going to get to that about an hour from now. Trump talk, Biden talk, all that. Email roundup. It's going to be a blast tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. I do want to begin here, though, because this is fairly important, and it'll always be on my mind. What kind of a country are we? Who are we? We, as Americans, have been raised, I certainly was raised, and have always known that we are great. America's great. Number one, land of the free, a giving country, a country where people aren't oppressed here. And that's that way of thinking has been with us for a very, very, very long time. And I hope it stays with us for a very, very, very long time. I do wonder, though, and I worry sometimes, what if I'm wrong? What if we were that and we're becoming something that is not admirable on the world stage anymore? And this is what I mean. I'm going to leave out the country and I'm just going to leave out the names and things like that. But I was reading something today and it was an article about another country. A country actually you would probably mock, or even, I mean, look, because I'm so terrible, I would probably mock if this country was brought up to me. And the person went down the list of the things that happen in that country. You know, children in that country, children, they ride public transportation without their parents, totally free from harm at all time. Children. I'm 6'8", 235-ish. I don't know that I could ride the New York City subway for an extended period of time without getting in some sort of violent confrontation. Someone stabbed, murdered, assaulted, screamed at virtually every single day. That's our most important city. I think about the way we treat women in this country. And no, I'm not talking about the lame feminist, "I am woman, hear me roar" crap. I'm talking about how men have shriveled from their responsibilities in this country, and now women shoulder burdens they shouldn't have to shoulder. I realize women are a large part of being at fault for that too, but I mainly blame men's weakness. And I think to myself, that doesn't take place in this other country I was looking at. I think about how we treat children. Is there any more of a deciding factor in whether you're a good country or a bad country than how you treat children? I actually heard this from Jake Tapper, of all people, which is kind of rich.
The vaccine there. If you want to require the vaccine, require the vaccine. But the masking is damaging psychologically, emotionally, and educationally for these kids.
Okay, let's set aside the masking comment for a minute. If you want to require the vaccine, require the vaccine. You do know countries like Denmark are banning the vaccine for people under 50 now, right? We still have our lickspittle media pushing it out there. And I'm going to get to that in a second. You know, set that aside in a second. Masking kids. The damage we have done to children in the last 2 years. I'm not even bringing up abortion. The damage we've done to children in this country, and it was so cold. They were so cold about it. I can hear, I don't remember that much because I'm stupid, but I can remember a few things politicians have said over the years. Things like that. Yes, Chris, things like that. I don't think I will ever forget Kathy Hochul, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, standing up and saying, "Kids are resilient." Oh, you're worried about these kids. Oh, kids can handle it. Video after video after video of kids in daycare, kindergarten, sobbing about the mask. Story after story after story of teenage suicides. And how cold-hearted the people who run this country are. I think about it sometimes. And I know that's kind of heavy, but I can't get it off my mind. I have always grown up, and I still believe that we are a great place, right? Where this is a wonderful place. I would die for it. Maybe you would die for it. What if we're not? What if we're not that anymore? And if we're not, and I'm going to get to the vaccine stuff in a minute and whatnot. And if we're not, what does that mean? How does it change how we think? Because the people who lead this country are unquestionably detestable. And they have wrecked us. And they won't ever be held accountable for it at all. I know this. You know this. The Republicans, the low-T GOP is too weak to do anything about it. So if we have terrible people at the top who have abused us without end and they won't ever see justice, what kind of country are we? I think about it. And then I get angry because I think about accountability. I'm a big accountability guy. I try to keep myself accountable, but just like everyone else, I try to blame everyone else first. It's human nature. So certainly don't want to act like I'm better, but I'm a big accountability guy. I got to be honest. When I heard this from a New York City bodega owner, I kind of shrugged.
If you could say anything to Mayor Eric Adams, Kathy Hochul, President Biden even, what would you tell them?
I would tell President Biden, with all my respect, to jump in our shoe for one day and see how it feels to wake up in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, open your store and looking back and see who's going to come and stab you or what's going to happen next. Because after COVID, we don't have help. Small businesses don't have no support. And on top of that, we deal with criminals.
Who'd you vote for? I'm sorry if that's harsh. I need to know. Who did you vote for? Because that will determine how much I care. As I watch the country that I love more than life, as I watch it descend into a place I don't recognize anymore, maybe I'm wrong for this. I'm not saying I'm right, and I'm not saying you should be like me. Maybe I'm wrong for this, but I'm becoming more and more cold to the tales of woe from the people who brought us here. I ask now, who did you vote for? It will tell me how much I care. Are you mad about chicken prices? Are you mad you can't afford eggs? Things like that. Okay. Who'd you vote for? Jesse, this inflation, it's out of control. We gotta cut the cord. Okay. All right. That's horrible. I don't want you to have a lower standard of living, but this is going to determine how much I care. When the government told you to close your business, and that there was a scary virus out there, it's not whether or not you did it. You did what you had to do. Did you support it? Did you support stopping an economy in the name of a virus? Because if you did, I got to be honest, I don't care that you're now suffering from inflation. In fact, I'll go even one step further. You deserve it. Bodega owner, you're mad about crime? Oh, okay. Well, I would be mad about crime too. Man, did you vote for Eric Adams? Because I'm tired of hearing this all over the place. I saw a story today from San Francisco. Something like 75% of San Franciscans, they're sick of the crime and the filth and the poop in the streets. They're sick of it. You know what I thought to myself? Oh, gosh, I don't care. Who'd you vote for? Who'd you vote for? Because I see the San Francisco voting numbers. And if 75% of you think that you are angry about crime, I'm doing a little cross-referencing with the percentage of people who vote Democrat every election. I got to tell you, I don't give a crap. Maybe I'm angry. Maybe that's it. Maybe I have a bitterness problem about what's happening to my country. But I need to know who you voted for. I got a story here. New York Times. Pandemic job losses linger. Okay. Who'd you vote for? I tell you what, we'll talk about that a little bit more in a second. I want to address this Defense Department thing before I go any further, because I'm kind of hot on this one. Before I get to that, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go make sure your allergies go away. No, I'm not selling you pills. I don't sell you pills. Not Big Pharma crap. I'm talking about Eden Pure Thunderstorm. You walk out in the morning, you see the pollen in the air, those eyes itching right now. How's your sinuses? You know, Eden Pure Thunderstorm cleans your air. It's not just viruses and mold. It's constantly cleaning your air. I took over-the-counter allergy medication for probably 30 years of my life. I don't even own any anymore, thanks to Eden Pure Thunderstorm. I have three of them. I keep them in the house. We have three here in the studio. We keep them here. I keep them everywhere I go. They'll plug in your car. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. That'll save you $200 on a three-pack. These things are little miracles. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. That's $200 off. Go now.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and let me just tell you something really quickly. You're going to be angry with me. You're going to be angry with me, and you're going to be angry with me a bit over the next few months, and I just want to tell you, it's not my fault. Tomorrow, we're doing Ask Dr. Jesse. Email your questions in now, right now, to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Remember, ask me anything. It doesn't have to be political. Why tomorrow and not Friday? I mean, it's normally Ask Dr. Jesse Fridays, right? I won't be here on Friday or Monday. I have work stuff. It's all stuff that has to do with work, okay? I'm not vacationing anywhere, believe me. I have work stuff all over now, end of this month, early October, early November. It is just the worst thing in the world when you find a job you absolutely adore and there are things that come up and you're not allowed to do it, okay? I know you're mad. I know it becomes part of your day. The reason I know you're mad is, remember, I'm new to radio. I'm a fan, right? I'm a fan. I love talk radio. I love reading. And I knew what it was like every single time I sat down or I'm in my truck and I'm driving to work and I turn on my show and it's some other guy's friggin' voice and you just want to throw your phone out the car. What, Chris? Chris, I can't say what it... Okay, you know what? That's actually fair. If I'm going to be gone Friday and Monday, I probably should go ahead and be honest about why I'm going to be gone this Friday and this Monday. All right, you ready for this? You ready? Here it is. Cat's out of the bag. I'm finishing the book. You know, for the longest time... You know I hate to write. I despise writing. I don't know why... But like I see these people, oh, I got to sit down and write. When I even had to write like 1,000 words for a magazine or something like that, it honestly, it makes me sick to my stomach as if I'm about to go bungee jumping or something. I know you probably think that's ridiculous, but that's how much I hate it. My wife used to try to talk me into it and she'd pour me like a good glass of whiskey or something like that. She's like, please just sit down with this and write, because she was trying to get me to write more. This is when I was trying to get going. I never wanted to write a book. And then one of my buddies came to me and he said, I have an idea for a book. Because they've always wanted to write me a book. A publisher wanted to write me a book. They wanted me to write a book for 2 years. And I'm like, writing sucks. I'm not writing anything. And then they came to me with an idea. And I said to myself, oh, that's awesome. That's right up my alley. And the audience is going to love it. Don't get excited. I think it's going to be like next summer before you can buy the thing. I know, Chris, it's crazy how long it takes to get a book published. I've never done this before, so I have no idea how any of this works. But that's a long way of saying the book is essentially complete. I have to go have a meeting with a couple people and cross the I's and dot the T's for a few days. I can't tell you more yet because I'm not allowed, but that's why, all right? That is why. I know that doesn't help you at all tomorrow or Friday. When you tune in and it's not me, that's not going to ease your pain and anger. I know what that's like. I'm sorry. I have to go. So tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, I want to hit this before I get to the military thing, which I said I would get to in a minute. I talk about assigning blame, and I think about how much I care. And I'm going to go back to this headline I just brought up. In New York City, pandemic job losses linger. What did you think was going to happen when you locked down the most important city in the United States of America, when small business owner after small business owner after small business owner was forced to board up their windows, when major employers chose to relocate? And let's understand how this works, right? Because we're not a big part of corporate America. I don't know, Chris, do I count as being part of corporate America now? Am I corporate? I'm not corporate, am I? Oh, that sounds icky. Oh, no. Anyway, let's talk about major corporate America, though. Let's say you're Goldman Sachs. What are the negatives of doing business in New York City, basing yourself in New York City? What are the negatives? My goodness, there's a lot of them. Let's be honest. There's a lot of them if you're a major business. Let's pull out a piece of paper here. Let's start writing some things down. Let's go with what you have to pay people alone. Remember this. Businesses have profit loss sheets where they'll see what's going in, what's coming in, what's going out, things like that. You want to know one of the biggest black marks on there always is? Labor costs. Well, why would that cost more in New York City? Because you have to adjust to the high cost of living in New York City. Here where I live in Texas, if you bought a house for $200,000, you have a nice house. That's a nice house where a family of four can reside comfortably with space, a little lawn. What's $200,000 buy you in New York City? Half a cardboard box? Okay, so because of that, you have to pay employees more. I was telling you the story I've told you before about a buddy of mine, not to sidetrack on you here, his major employer, big corporate lawyer type, they moved him from Houston to St. Louis. You know what his difference in pay was? They bumped his pay by 40%, 40 for the move. Okay, so if you're Goldman Sachs, man, those labor costs are brutal. That's horrible. Why would I move? That's terrible. The taxes, through the roof. Everybody pays them. Fees, through the roof. Okay? That's the costs are going up. Tick, 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 tick. Up, 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 up. There's no, if you look at just that, there's no good reason, purely financially, black and white, to do business in New York City until you get to the things that aren't black and white. You know why businesses like Goldman Sachs, I mean, they're Wall Street tied, but you know why businesses want to headquarter themselves in New York City? Because it's cool. And it's fun. And it's a place where major clients, rich people, billionaires, they want to come see it. I want to go see a show, Statue of Liberty. I want to stand in Times Square. New York City is sexy. So they want to come. But if you take away the sexiness and replace it with a bunch of hobos pooping on the sidewalk, where are my benefits now? I don't have any. So you even had major employers pick it up and pack it up and move out. So again, rewinding back to what I was saying about virtually everything, I probably shouldn't be this way. But I'm in a big, tell me who you voted for before I tell you how much I care mood. And boy, I just came up with that on the fly, Chris. That may be a consistent theme. All right. Now, the military thing I've been promising you. Scary, but something to talk about. Next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And before I get to the military thing, remember, I'm going to tell a story about me here in about 30 minutes from now. Somebody asked me, they want to get going and they want to do, you know, radio. A lot of people want to do radio or TV, want to know some advice and things like that. I'll tell you one thing. Here's a little disclaimer. That's not disclaimer. That's a stupid way to say that, Chris. Here's a little tease, if you will. Part of my advice is going to be, if you ever have a job in the public eye, and that includes if you speak at a boardroom or speak in front of a class, maybe you're a stand-up comedian, maybe you do radio, which is like the most important job in the world. What, Chris? One thing you really need to understand is don't ever, ever, ever tell the audience to laugh or tell the audience to clap.
Your extraordinary leadership has made this glorious day possible. That's an applause line.
Ugh. You know what? I cut it off too early. The best is Grandma Vodka's laugh. It is. She fascinates me. Sometimes, I know this is kind of weird. I'll get to the military thing in a second. Sometimes I feel like I'm in a movie. And this is what I mean. Because our politicians are so evil and detestable, I feel like I'm in a movie and they were built. Like somebody wrote Nancy Pelosi. Hey, build for me just the most unlikable hag on earth. It's not even this line. Listen to her laugh at the end.
Ugh. Your extraordinary leadership has made this glorious day possible. That's an applause line.
It's terrible. I mean, honestly, these people are Bond movie villains. Here's Dr. Yuval Noah. Tell me I'm not in a movie and somebody didn't write this character.
And COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. If we want to stop this epidemic, we need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin.
Okay. All right. Enough. Let's get to the big media story today before we get back to, well, just give me a minute. The big media story today, one of them on top of all the others, is the Department of Defense. Remember, that's all the branches of the military fall underneath the Department of Defense. I don't mean to insult your intelligence, but some people just got here. They don't know. Okay, well, that's a pretty important department, the whole Department of Defense thing. Well, we have a new Chief Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer. Oh, pause real quick for a second. Remember this. Anytime you want to do business with a business, you need to check and see if they have a diversity, equity, and inclusion person. DEI. It'll oftentimes be listed as DEI. And if they do, you need to turn around and sprint in the other direction because you're dealing with the communist company. All right. DEI, to be avoided at all costs. And I know that kind of sucks because we talk about ESG and oh my gosh, there's so many letters. How do I keep track of all? Just know ESG, DEI, those two things, when you're dealing with spending your money somewhere, avoid them at all costs, at all costs. Anyway, so of course the Department of Defense has decided we need one of these people. Who is she? Her name is Kalisa Wing. She has a history of, well, here's a direct quote. Quote, I'm exhausted with these white folks. That's a nice one. This is another quote too. This lady actually has the caudacity, she's talking about Caucasian, to say black people can be racist too. I had to stop the session and give Karen the business. We are not the majority. We don't. Okay, okay, so on. Okay, so we're dealing with one of these racist black nationalists. This is now the chief DEI officer for the Department of Defense. Now, maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, this almost sounds a little bit small, because, you know, we like to talk about broad things on the show, not specific things. Well, let's talk about something a little scary. It's a little scary, but it's something we should talk about. What does every totalitarian regime have in common in the history of mankind as it relates to the military? What do they all have in common? You can even pick the recent ones, right? Mao, Stalin, Hitler, all these. What do they all have in common as it relates to the military? Every one of them. What is it? The military is used on their domestic political enemies. Now, we as Americans love our military. We love our veterans. You know I do too, obviously. And it's always been a source of pride for us and these people. We love them. You understand that that's where we're headed here in America, right? And that, hold on a second. Before you think I'm just being over the top, I want you to remember something. Do you remember Biden's angry speech he gave recently? You remember what he said? He said it about 10,000 times, so I know you'll remember what he said. What are the MAGA Republicans? What are they? What are they? They're a threat to democracy. A threat to democracy. They seek to undermine our democracy. They're a threat to our democracy. Okay? All right. And you remember when he gave that speech, he was flanked behind him. There were two Marines back there behind him, looking stern and tough like we do. Anyway, looking stern and tough. There were these two Marines behind him. And that, on top of the speech, that, it really rubbed people the wrong way because it was such a political speech, but you brought the Marines out there. It looked so bad that Corinne Diversity Hire, when she gave her press conference the next day, she was actually, I know I hit the microphone, Chris, when she gave her press conference the next day, she was actually asked, hey, what's with the Marines? Now, pause. What did I just say about what Joe Biden said? I know you remember. You're a threat to democracy, a threat to democracy. You're a threat to democracy. You seek to undermine the Republic. Do you remember what Corinne Diversity Hire said the Marines are for? Well, here she is.
The presence of the Marines at the speech was intended to demonstrate the deep and abiding respect the president has for these service members, to these ideals, and the unique role our independent military plays in defending our democracy, no matter which party is in power.
That's interesting. United States Marine Corps. My beloved United States Marine Corps. All those guns, all those explosives, planes, tanks, rockets, all that ammunition, all those tough guys. I look at the Marine Corps and I think, man, that's a great expeditionary force specializing in defending amphibious assault. Tip of the spear, all that's what I look at when I see the Marines. But what do these communists look at when they see the Marines and all of the military? They see people who have to defend democracy. Okay, well, who's a threat to democracy? Have you ever once heard Joe Biden call China a threat to democracy? Have you? No, Joe Biden called you a threat to democracy. You can say I'm over the top all you want. The history of the world tells me I'm right. These people want to use the military on you. That's a fact. All right, we have to deal with this train situation. I may touch on this a little bit more. I want to get to a couple of emails, though. I swear, Chris, I'm going to get to 50 of them tonight. Yes, I am. Dear Handlebar Mustache Prepping Oracle, thanks to you, I become better with how and where I spend my money. Says he has a long way to go. Buddy, me too. We all do. It would be helpful if there was a list of non-ESG conforming companies out there, such as PureTalk, MyPillow, Hero 2020, so on and so forth. Says he's already bought all those. Okay, a couple things. One, PureTalk is probably the easiest one to put your money where your morals are because we all have a cell phone. Don't lie. If you're listening to me, you have a cell phone. I realize there may be some exceptions, but you have a cell phone. It takes less than 10 minutes less than 10 minutes. Pick up the cell phone, dial #250, and you'll deal with an American who speaks English with a company that is patriotic. There's no DEI, ESG. They're just going to cut your bill in half, and they'll never dump on your values. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly, and switch to Pure Talk. As to a list, you want a list? I got a list for you. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Chris, that's not even right. For those, this is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. Get your questions emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The Happy Days song, I need to explain. One, that's a great song. Two, that was a great show. Three, there was some snafu. For once, it wasn't Chris's fault. This is a month ago or something like that, where the show nationally, not just on your station, on every station, the show nationally, it went down, and there was like 15 straight minutes of the Happy Days song playing on repeat. We showed up the next day, and this is honestly, I love you guys so much. It was one of the funniest rigging things ever. I can't count how many emails we had of people thinking we were doing a bit. They thought we were doing it on purpose. They kept listening, thinking, oh, he's going to come out of it. He's doing a bit. That wasn't a bit. It wasn't a bit. It was real. All right. The guy asked a good question, though, because I get these a lot. We talk about putting our money where our morals are and things like that. There is a list, because I'll get emails all the time. Jesse, you need to start a list. You need to start. We need a website. Where do we put our money? Where do we spend our money? Pick up your phone right now and download Public SQ. It's right there in your app store. There's your list. All right? Public SQ. Enjoy yourself. There's your list. Now, let's get to a couple other things. I said, you know what? I'm going to come back to this one more time. Gosh, this steams me.
If you could say anything to Mayor Eric Adams, Kathy Hochul, President Biden even, what would you tell them?
I would tell President Biden, with all my respect, to jump in our shoe for one day and see how it feels to wake up in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, open your store and looking back and see who's going to come and stab you or what's going to happen next. Because after COVID, we don't have help. Small businesses don't have no support. And on top of that, we're dealing with criminals.
Why, with all your respect? Sure sounds like you voted for these people. Why, with all your respect? Here's what it drives me crazy. I was on Megyn Kelly's show earlier today, and we were having a long talk, and she was talking about all of her liberal friends. And she said, I talk to these people, and they hate all the policies right now, all of them, all the pro-crime, endless filth. They hate it. The drug use, they hate all the policies, and they won't vote Republican. Okay, well, then how much sympathy do you expect me to have for you? You're the one doing this to us. You won't vote Republican. And I don't expect you to be pro-Republican. Republicans suck. Republicans are pathetic, an embarrassing, valueless bunch of jellyfish. I know. But they're better than the Democrats. They're better than the full-blown communists. And if you won't... if you won't switch or you can't bring yourself to switch, stop asking me to care. And as long as I'm doing harsh Jesse tonight, let's do another one. Older folks on Social Security and Medicare who vote Democrat every single time, they just passed another massive bill while we were already suffering from inflation. You know what that does? And nobody talks about these poor people. They're just like kids in this country. They just get forgotten about. Older people who are on fixed income. Out there right now, how many people listening to the sound of my voice, they live on what? They live on their Social Security check and maybe some kind of a distribution from their 401k of some kind. Yesterday, Dow drops 1,200 points. Inflation numbers are bad and going to get worse. And that human being on fixed income, they don't have options anymore. I'm 41. The day I say something that's far too radical and I get kicked off the air, don't worry, that's not going to happen. They let me say what I want. But if I were to lose my job tomorrow, I'll figure something else out. I'll go back and do construction. I'll sell RVs. I'll do something stupid for money. I'll figure out a way to pay the bills. I don't know. When you're 81, your options are just about out, Jack. Does anyone care about that person getting wiped out right now? But let me hold on. Let me qualify that so you don't think I'm going soft. I only care if you don't vote Democrat every time. You don't have an excuse. To be frank, the 18-year-old idiot who's been indoctrinated by his idiot parents and his idiot school, and then he runs out and votes Democrat, at least he has the excuse of being an idiot. At least she has the excuse of being an idiot. You're 18. What do you know when you're 18? Nothing. You're a moron. I know I certainly was. If you're 80 and you're still going to the polls, pulling the lever for a Democrat every time, you can go ahead and miss me with your complaints about inflation hurting you right now. You want to know who to blame? Don't you blame Joe Biden. Go look in the mirror. That's where you'll find who to blame. Go look in the mirror. It's, by the way, speaking of putting your money where your morals are, did you hear Mike Lindell? Mike Lindell trying to get a burger at Hardee's. This is what happened to our boy, Mike Lindell.
The FBI came after me and took my phone. They surrounded me at a Hardee's and took my phone that I run all my business, everything with. They could have just, what we've done is weaponized the FBI. It's disgusting. I don't have a computer. Everything I do, have that phone, everything was on there, and they told me not to tell anybody.
They surrounded the man at a Hardee's and took his cell phone. That's what the Cheka did today. Now, before I get to this story of me and all this other stuff, I still need to say, Mike Lindell's under attack by the FBI, by the government. He's under attack because he supported Trump. He's under attack because he supports election integrity. Do you think today might be a good day to go get yourself a screaming deal on some My Slippers to say thank you? Look, if you've been thinking about it, if you're in the market, good way to say thank you. Slips, sandals, My Slippers, the moccasins. I'm really recommending those glorious freaking moccasins. Maybe today's a good day to say thank you to Mike, huh? Put a little note on there with your purchase if you can, if you can find a spot to do so, and tell him thank you. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544. Mike Lindell, MyPillow, put your money where your morals are. You want to fight back against this stuff? That's a nice daggone way to do it. All right, enough of that. People have a bunch of different questions. Remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, but I'm going to try and chop away at a couple of them right now. Really quickly, someone asked, Dear Velveeta King, several weeks ago, I believe you said you wouldn't recommend a revolver as a concealed carry weapon. It's an age-old debate, but I'm interested in your reasoning. Says I can say his name. His name is Darren. One, I don't hate your revolver. I own several revolvers. I love the reliability of a revolver. They fire every single time. My but is this. The reason I stopped carrying a 38 Special and started carrying a Glock 19 was my 38 Special carried 5 rounds. I have 17 of them in the Glock 19 that's 6 inches away from my fingers as we speak right now. Quantity has a quality all its own. That's an old Napoleon quote, and it's 100% accurate. I believe in more ammo. That's the only reason why. I'm not insulting your revolver. I love revolvers myself. Like I said, I have several. All right. Someone wants to know, how do I get into media? I haven't told this story in a while. I'll tell you my story. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.